This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. General Electric said this morning its profits jumped 7.5% last quarter, thanks in part to an improvement in its financial unit. Kate Davidson reports.
GE has a bit of a split personality. It's part manufacturing company, but it also has a large financial service business called GE Capital. Financial subsidiaries usually help customers buy the goods a company makes. But GE Capital went way beyond that, says Lawrence White of NYU's Stern School of Business.
They were acting like a bank.
A huge bank, making credit card loans, getting deep into commercial real estate. Daniel Holland is an analyst with Morningstar. He says GE Capital even had some residential mortgages in France and Australia.
So a lot of businesses where you kind of scratch your head and say, well, does GE really have an advantage in terms of, doing underwriting in those markets?
GE's stock plunged during the financial crisis because of its finance arm. The company has been trying to right-size GE Capital and reduce risk, which appears to be paying off. GE Capital is providing about $6 billion in dividends to the parent company for 2012. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.